Justin Fluke with you. It's time to talk Hiawatha basketball. We begin with ladies head coach Stacy Jasper, and everything's going well for the Lady Redhawks. Hiawatha girls basketball is a perfect 10-0 and 3-0 in Big East league games. And coach, you're in the rankings, top 10 this week in the KBCA, and coming off a couple wins, including one against your alma mater at Blue Valley Randolph, and the next night a big home win against Rossville. You had last night off, so man, I can't imagine a better scenario right now for you, coach. You got to be feeling good, huh?
Yeah, we had a big week, tough week last week, and it was, you know, our goal to just kind of get through that week and take a breath, and knowing we would have last night off, and yeah, we had some full week last week, great games, big battles, so it was nice waking up yesterday, I guess not waking up, but nice yesterday to get some love from the KBCA and make that top 10.
I feel like the win against Rossville, too, is kind of a statement game that maybe your team needed. You know, Blue Valley Randolph and playing them the night before, and so knowing that, you know, a long road trip, and that game against Rossville, I feel like had a lot of hype, but were you impressed with the way that your girls kind of approached it and handled it, you know, with a little bit more pressure and a big-time game and certainly a huge atmosphere last Friday in the Roundhouse?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was a packed gym. It was a big, big game for both the programs. We knew it was going to be a big night for us. And, you know, our motto this season, I'm kind of one of those rah-rah coaches. I like to have, you know, some type of theme or some motto. And this year it's locked in for us. And so far so good with that motto. But we had a tough assignment with Rossville. With Riley Dick and Nora Burdick, and you know, there's two big time players, and man, if in case you missed it, that was basically a rugby style game, very physical, which, you know, is kind of the way our girls play anyway. So that's kind of our wheelhouse, I guess. We're small but mighty. But yeah, it was a big game, kind of helped maybe push us into those rankings, getting a big win over the Dogs.
Well, the other thing was you trailed for a lot of that game. I know you were trailing at the end of the first quarter, trailed at halftime, so it was one of the games that maybe you didn't start quite as well as you had in some of the other ones, but you continue to get tremendous balance and contributions from everyone on your team, and that had to show you some about the girls' grit, I guess, to be able to be in a close game and battle to the end and find a way to get it won in the second half, Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. Grit is another word we've just used constantly with this team. You know, we traveled to Blue Valley, which was a long trip for us the night before, and not using that as an excuse at all, but, you know, we got home late. We knew that Friday might be a little tough for us, especially with it being the third game that week. But yeah, we did. We absolutely got off to a real slow start. And, you know, the great thing is, and I had several people talk to me about this, you know, I didn't call a timeout. We were down by, I think it got maybe 14-4 at one point. And I never called a timeout, and I have been in those situations obviously before, but I just felt like, you know, it was just going to take one little spark and we'd be right back in it. And sure enough, you know, we found a couple of different sparks in that second quarter, especially a lot coming from the defensive end. But yeah, we got back into it and then mostly controlled the second half. But man, what a game! And yeah, I'm just so proud of the way our girls have been playing. They're tough. They got a lot of grit to them, and no give up for sure.
Final thought, Coach. We'll talk a little bit more next week about the new tournament that you're in, not hosting the tournament this year. You'll be at the Thunder Classic next week, but you have Jeff West coming to your place on Friday night. And I guess the question that I wanted to ask, and with the Big East schedule, maybe that helps a lot, but I wanted to ask you about just keeping the girls focused, not getting complacent. You know, how do you avoid that letdown and get this group to continue to, you know, take advantage of every opportunity in every game and not have that letdown to keep pushing forward?
You know, I think this group, they are so laser focused right now. They play for each other. They see their potential. Like I said, they kind of know this theme. We're you know, we're locked in. We understand our assignments. And you know, I told him yesterday, we had yesterday off game-wise, and I came into Monday's practice, and I said, you know, I thought long and hard over the weekend, and, you know, we could have easily taken a night off this week, just to, you know, rest or whatever. But if we're trying to do what we're trying to do, and if we're 10-0 and we're, you know, officially in the rankings, and man, welcome to the Big East, you know, we can't really afford to take days off. And we have, you know, a lot of work to continue to do. And, you know, we're kind of an underdog story, and I love that right now. And I think the girls are just so locked into that, and I haven't had to take a lot of time to convince them otherwise or to continuously, you know, motivate them or preach to them. So right now we're just all on the same page, and that's just, I mean, I appreciate that so much about this team.
You bet. Well, enjoy it, because you may not be in that underdog role for much longer if you keep winning, Coach. But best of luck against
sure.
Jeff West. We'll talk more about the tournament next week. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thank you so much.
Stacy Jasper, head coach of the Hiawatha Girls. We'll talk Red Hawk boys basketball after this timeout.